Sam Holland's with us to talk a bit about Ballarat today. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Nads. Yeah, we're on the inner track at Ballarat today, and we're with a heavy 8, penetrometer 6.56, rails out 15 metres from the 600 to the wing post, and 13 mils of rain for the week, 3 mils overnight. So walks with a bit of wear and marking on that inside 3 metres, and then 4 to 12 out had cleaner cover. So I think they'll just get away from the fence that little bit and start sort of, as the day goes, get to the middle. But the outside 6 metres of the straight definitely got wear from local gallops, and it was softer right out wide. So, you know, I think they'll just get a few away from the fence and spread across the track a little bit. I mean, initially, we thought it was raining this morning, and Dylan and I thought go with a heavy 9, but then a couple of horses galloped, and we galloped a couple and didn't get into the ground that much. So, hence the reason we went heavy 8. So it's obviously rain affected, and they're going to get into the ground a bit, and it'll chop out around the bend for sure. But it's not disastrous heavy track today.
Thanks, Sam. There's Sam Holland with his report on the track as we welcome in Dean Esther to preview. So we're dealing with a wet track today, Dean.
We are indeed, Nads, and I think a fairly challenging program too.
Warren Huntley is also with us. Did you find it a bit tricky too, Warren?
Yeah, I did, Nads. I think they're very evenly graded. I think if we can find a couple on top during the course of the day, that's probably going to help finish on the right side of the ledger. But I thought they were pretty evenly graded races.
And also from the tab, we've got Trent Langscale with us. Trent, do you find that putters are always a little cautious on a rain-affected track?
They are, Nadia. Good morning to you and to Dean and Warren. And I think what the fellows have just suggested there reflects the betting, Nadia, because apart from the last couple of races where the favourites have been well supported, the punters are keeping a watchful eye. So they'll be keeping an eye just on the first two or three races to see how the track plays and being on the heavy 8 there. So as we see usually for a midweek meeting, say at Sandown, the interest isn't quite as strong for this afternoon at Ballarat and Ardy, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
Well, we kick things off race 1 with a maiden to be run over 1,200 metres. And the scratchings here, you can take out runners 1 and 9.
Miss Prestigious has had support throughout the morning, Nadia, from $3.60 into now a $2.90 favourite. We have I Am Extraordinary and Max Bucks. They're both at $3.30. Just with those two, I Am Extraordinary was the $2.70 favourite this morning, now out to that $3.30 mark. And Max Bucks has been as short as $3.10, just to the $3.30 there. My Boy Greg, there's been specking here from as much as $4.80 into $3.50, so the fluctuations are a bit wild here, Nadia. They're the main four, because then it is $61 or better the rest. So Miss Prestigious is the $2.90 favourite. Another firm up, My Boy Greg, $3.50, but there hasn't been too much money here, Nadia, which has seen a fair few fluctuations in the first.
Okay, so that's a look at that. We've got a couple of first starters here as well, and some lightly raced horses. Dean, rough map here?
Nads, I think the first starter, Max Bucks, will be fairly prominent at 1,200 metres. Miss Prestigious certainly will be, and then the likes of maybe My Boy Greg, Nichols Legacy, and I'm Extraordinary. But, the small field and a long run to the first turn there, so there's not a lot of reason for pressure, but probably Max Bucks and Miss Prestigious are the two most likely to go forward.
And how have you ranked them?
I'm going with the first starter, Max Bucks, without any great confidence. Thought he trialled quite well at Cranbourne and looks a likely enough type, and with all the options available to kick him off on a heavy 8 track, there must be a degree of confidence that he'll get through it. I'm going with him to beat 8 Miss Prestigious, who's been running really well. All four runs to date have been good. 5 My Boy Greg had the mandatory break after a bleeding attack at the end of last preparation, but trialled nicely at Tatura recently, quickened up well. Damien Oliver to ride, and I'm Extraordinary looked to trial quite well in a jump out at Cranbourne recently, might improve on its form to date. But limited confidence here, Nads. 3, 8, 5, and 2.
So 3, 8, 5, and 2 there from Dean. How do you see it, Warren?
Hard to be confident, Nads, but Max Bucks has been ticking along okay at trials and jump outs, and I like the strength he showed at a recent official trial, and I think the fact that they're kicking him off here at 1,200 metres, he can hold that spot from the inside. He will be strong late, but he will learn a lot here just in terms of the ground and obviously horses very early in their career. But I'm with him. I thought the official trial of My Boy Greg quicken up nicely. I've been able to entice Ollie to ride here first up. That's got to be a positive sign. Miss Prestigious is getting deep into her first racing preparation, but continues to race well. Probably worked hard, went to the worst part of the track at Warrnambool perhaps, and then was solid in a race that was running a pretty good tempo last start. And I'm Extraordinary has certainly been right in the market at the two runs to date, must have more ability than we've seen at the races, and respecting that SP profile as much as anything else. 3, 5, 8, 2.
3, 5, 8, and 2 from Warren. Dean goes 3, 8, 5, and 2 in race number one. Let's go to the second, and this is a two-year-old fillies race, 1,200 metres. Trent Scratchings, take out runners 6, 8 and also 10.
There's a bit more confidence in the second here, Nadia, with Anyana the favourite, as much as $2.60 into now $2.20. So that has resulted in Dame of Thrones easing from $4 to $4.40. Also, Solar Star has drifted from as short as $4.20 to $5. A little bit of money for Riverstar, who's in the $7. And then Scarbeck is the other in single figures at $7.50. Whereas the first, Nadia, there was a little bit of money and the traders are being a fair bit reactive, being the first on the card. There's a bit more confidence here in the second with Anyana, as much as $2.60 into $2.20.
Any of these horses, Dean, got natural speed?
Maybe Solar Star from out wide at 1,200 Nards. River Star won't be far away, and I think Anyana eased out of a speed battle at Wangaratta, but from Barrier 1 can probably be a little bit more positively ridden and should be certainly right there.
Okay, so that's a guide on how it's going to be run. We've got a dominant favourite here in Anyana. Warren, are you that way?
I am, Nards. As Dean said, eased out of that speed battle. That was a 1,000-metre race at Wangaratta. Gets to 1,200 metres here, and gee, I love the way she finished off. Good late sectionals from that draw. Should be able to watch it all unfold. Importantly, that was on soft ground. We're obviously at a different level here in the heavy range. But, gee, I'm keen on her of what I've seen. Number one, Anjana. Scarbeck hasn't showed a lot at the trials, but a recent jump out with the blinkers applied that she wears today was much sharper. I think she can certainly improve on what she's shown at the official trials. First stable mate from the Freedman Stable, Solar Star. Did a bit of work in Adelaide last start, but the win in maiden grade was good the start before, and Dame of Thrones was strong to the line at Warrnambool. I've got no doubt getting out to the 1,200 metres here will suit. Keen on one, head of 7, 3 and 5.
So we go one from 7, 3 and 5. How about you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm with number one also, Nards. I thought it was a really good win at Wangaratta. Looks well placed here. It was big closing sectional to win there, and I like her to beat 5, Dame of Thrones, who did more than enough at Warrnambool, be better for that run. Solar Star was working all the way at Morfordville last start, and the stablemate Scarbeck. Two basic official trials, but then trialled nicely with the blinkers on at Balnarring recently. But, top one's the one to beat, 1, 5, 3, 7.
So we go 1 from 5, 3 and 7. So both Dean and Warren keen on the favourite number one. Dean's gone 1, 5, 3, 7 and Warren 1, 7, 3 and 5. But both with Anjana, who's currently 2.20 with the tab. We go to the third. This is one of the heats of the Leilani series, over 1,200 metres for fillies and mares. And this is Clear as Scratching Strength.
Open affair here, Nadia, but the favourite, Cleopatra's Glory, has been the firmer in the last 40 minutes or so, from as much as 380 into 340. You have Divine Chills, who's eased marginally from 390 to $4. Similar for Jocasta, who's been 380 out to 420. Scoliaro at the 5 mark has been a touch shorter this morning. And then Hussey's Low is the other galloper in single figures at $9. So a few of the challenges are getting out, Nadia. Cleopatra's Glory as much as 380 into 340 favourite for the third.
And who goes forward, Dean?
No, I would think maybe out wider Arachne and Delightful Cat probably the likely two ahead of the likes of Divine Chills, Our Severa. But, yeah, I think the speed in a field of nine probably drawn a little bit wider.
Look to be a few chances as far as the market. How have you lined them up?
Yeah, look, I'm quite keen on Cleopatra's Glory. She's had one start. It was her first start of her career and she failed on soft ground, but the fact that Team Hawks, who are meticulous with their placement, have kept her in, there must be some degree of confidence that she'll get through this ground. I thought her first up run was quite good because she drew wide. She's got a good run through, but that's probably not her style. I think she can race a bit closer here, and I'm quite keen on her on what I think is a really tough meeting. I like her to beat one Divine Chills, fitter for two runs this preparation. Scoliaro, number six. I think she'd probably be better on dry ground, but she is effective enough on the wet ground. And Jocasta, who's forever running on in her races, but was another good run again last start. But thought four would prove hard to beat. 4, 1, 6, and 5.
So we go 4 from 1, 6, and 5 in race number 3. How have you read this, Warren?
I don't have a lot between my top three here, Nards, but I do think Cleopatra's Glory, who trialled well going into this preparation and did enough first up the way that the track or the way the race shaped up for her, certainly thinks she's got as good a chance as anything, and she was spelled after that debut run on rain-affected ground, so she's certainly given time to mature, and I'm certainly not going to condemn her on just that one exposure. I think Divine Chills can get a nice run just behind the speed. Sting out of the ground, certainly not a problem for her. I think the race didn't shape up for her first up at Warrnambool. It was a better performance at Caulfield. Second up, she's getting fitter. Probably prefer it in the soft range for Hussey's Glow, but I thought she did enough first up, and she chased a horse that's got, I think, really good ability there in Langrow, and getting, to me, out to the distance of the, just to the 1,200 metre suits. And Scoliaro, deep into a preparation for the Weir Stable, had the run spaced to some extent, but just seems to be holding that form as most of the runners do. I could certainly mount a case for Jocasta, but I thought the rain-affected ground and her racing style might count against her. 4, 1, 2, 6.
4 from 1, 2, and 6 from Warren, and then goes 4 from 1, 6, and 5. That's a look at race 3. Fourth race is a 64, 1,100 metres the journey. In the Scratching Trent, you can take out number 9 in another very open race.
It is a tough one here, Nadia, but Mr. Sinatra has received the most backing this morning. As much as $4.60 has been on offer, and now at the top of the market at $4. Asset Rich hasn't budged from the $4.80 mark this morning. Mr. J has got out from $4.40 to $5. Tondiero hasn't budged too far from the $5.50 mark, and then a couple more getting some sort of a chance. You've got Poseidon's Pool at $9.50 and Fast Strike at $10. So another open affair, as you touched on, but Mr. Sinatra Elite has been supported as the favourite from as much as $4.60 into $4 for the fourth.
Okay, let's look at the Fluctuations Race 4. Who goes forward, Dan?
I think the outside two draws, Nards. Mr. J and Bully Wolf might come across the likes of Khan Mosh, Asset Rich, who have drawn to middle to inside, and Tonteria from Barrier 2 wouldn't be far away, and the well-fancied Mr. Sinatra with the blinkers back on should be probably forward of midfield.
All right, Warren, this is a race where the market really is finding it difficult to single one out. There are quite a few chances.
There are, Nards, and I'm going with one whose form's been very modest this preparation, but I just think reference the fact that we're getting onto seriously rain-affected ground here, and I think that might be what Poseidon's Pool is looking for, number one. If it's not, then I'm in a lot of trouble. He went around at $101 the Bendigo Guineas last start, and he was pretty plain there. I like the way he's been jumping out going into this preparation, and I think maybe now that he's got that racing under his belt and just kept on the fresh side since the Bendigo meeting and now getting onto rain-affected ground, I think he can really improve. Number one, at odds, his stablemate, Mr. Sinatra, gets the blinkers on. No trouble with him on the ground either. He's been placed 4 or 5. I think Mr. J was ridden to get the maiden out of the way when he got onto that track at Stoney Creek on debut here in Australia. His trial off the speed in New Zealand on rain-affected ground showed really good strength, so I'll be interested to see how they progress with him this preparation, but he's certainly comfortable in the ground. And Tonteria's been a bit of a constant in this sort of grade for a while, comfortable in the ground and getting a nice run from the drawer, put in his next best. But, gee, I think it's an even race. 1, 5, 11, 3.
So we go 1 from 5, 11, and 3. So looks to be a bit of a challenge this race, but a bit of value there from Warren at $9.50 for Poseidon's Pool. How do you see this, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going with the stablemate, Nards, in Mr. Sinatra, who I think the blinkers back on's a key point. And I think the wet ground, he probably, when he hit a wet track two starts back ago, and that was in 78 grade, it was probably a bit early in the preparation, but he'd be a bit fitter now. And last time in, he showed a real liking for wet ground. So I'm expecting him to bounce back now. Tonteria doesn't win out of turn, but he's very rarely far away in this grade. Poseidon's Pool, I agree with Warren. I think key here is getting onto soft ground. Seems to be certainly his preferred surface. And Mr. J who, as I mentioned in the speed map, I think will use his speed and give a good sight for a long way. But I'm expecting Mr. Sinatra with the blinkers on and the soft track to really improve today. 5, 3, 1, 11.
So 5 from 3, 1, and 11 from Dean in the fourth, and Warren goes 1 from 5, 3, and 7. That takes us halfway through the program for today's meeting at Ballarat. This is Winners on RSN 927. And we're previewing today's program of racing at Ballarat with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, and going through all the latest fixed odds prices with the TABS Trent Lang Scale. Race 5, this is the opening leg of the Quaddy. It's to be run over 1,000 metres, and you can take out runners 2 and 4 here, Trent.
Theme of the day here, Nadia, where we have an open market, but Gibbon has been supported throughout the morning from as much as $5 into now a $4 favourite. So Invincible Owl has now gone to the second line at $4.40. Sovereign Duke at $4.60. This Kid Rocks at $5. Lord Barrington just eased a touch from $6.50 to $7. And then a couple more in the reckoning. You've got the Goss at $8 and Royalic at $10. And Sentinum is the $26 outsider. So a tough way to start the Quaddy, but Gibbon has been supported from as much as $5 into $4.
Right, so it's a fairly good go. The last start winner there, Gibbon. It's drawn gate number one here, Dean. How do you map this race?
I think Lord Barrington might lead from two, Nads, from Royalic and Sovereign Duke. I think they're the first three, clearly. Then you've probably got Gibbon from barrier one and maybe this Kid Rocks. But yeah, I think Lord Barrington probably takes it up.
Who have you got on top?
I'm going with Invincible Owl, who'll need a reasonable speed on because he's a bit one-dimensional, but I think it's a suitable race for him first up off a break and leaning his way. Got the Goss, looks to have trialled up nicely, and it's just a good winning horse. He races well fresh. He's good at the trip. He handles soft ground. Respect him. Certainly Gibbon and Sovereign Duke. There won't be a lot between them from their most recent meeting here at Ballarat, and of course Sovereign Duke's had another run since, but looks attractively weighted here and will certainly be competitive. So, yeah, I'll be putting a few in this leg of the Quaddy, though, Nads. 5, 1, 7, and 8.
5, 1, 7, and 8 in the first leg of the Quaddy there from Dean. What do you think, Warren?
Going with Gibbon, Nads. He had that unrostered day off, I suppose you'd like, the day that he didn't get to Caulfield, but for that reason he's on the fresh side here, and he's win at Ballarat last start was terrific. Probably would have even preferred to see Bullpit still in the race because the top two selections, or even the top three that I'm going with, again, I need that solid tempo, but there still looks to be good speed, as Dean outlined. I'm with 7, Gibbon ahead of Invincible Owl, who's going to be watching it all unfold. He's got a short, sharp sprint, and he'll chime in at some stage. Like the jump out of Got the Goss recently, getting ready to head back to the races, comfortable with the sting out of the ground, and Lord Barrington, one of the odd speed runners, fitter for one run back from a spell, I've got in as next best. But I think it is very even again. 7, 5, 1, 9.
So we go 7 from 5, 1, and 9 from Warren. Dean goes 5 from 1, 7, 8 in race number 5. Race 6, over 1,000. Take out runners 3 and 10. Another very open race here with the TAB market. Trent, take us through some of the changes.
Yes, you're right there, Nadia. Another one that is open. We have it freeze over the favourite, who's been pretty constant in the last hour around the $3.80 to $4 mark, and currently at the top of the market at $4. Magnesium Rose has been solid as well at the $5.50 quote. Miss Leonardi's at $6. McGarrett, this is the one that has been a firmer in the last hour or so, from as much as $9.50 into $6.50. Wild Border is the other in single figures, but has drifted from $6 to $7. And then you've got Real Reward, who is the best of the others at $10. So another interesting affair there at Ballarat. Freeze over the $4 favourite, but in the last hour, the biggest firm, Nadia, has been McGarrett, who's been $9.50 into $6.50.
This is one of the heats of the Creswick series. It's a bit of a tough race to assess. How does the map look, Dean?
Yeah, I'm expecting Freeze over is going to be probably if the lead or outside lead. They're the likes of Avanti Rose. Magnesium Rose won't be far away. Streets of Avalon, McGarrett, and even Schwarz Border from out wider. But I don't think there's any shortage of speed here, Nards. It looks quite a strongly run race.
Okay, so solid tempo. Warren, who do you have on top?
I'm going with Magnesium Rose, Nards. I know she'll get fitter when she gets a run under the belt, but I love the trial recently at Cranbourne, and she's come a long way in her short career. Guessing on the ground, but the fact that she's running, I don't think she's badly treated with the claim, and she can settle into a nice spot behind the speed, and it's been outlined. 6, Magnesium Rose. I love the jump out of Schwarz Border recently, resuming here as a gelding. Hasn't seen heavy ground, but placed on soft. Real Rewards being kept on the fresh side. He was going very well in races of some depth last preparation, and I love the jump out tour of Avanti Rose. I suppose she's up there at the top of the weights, then has the claim for Lockie King, but she did come a long way in a short time last preparation, and she's another one comfortable with the sting out of the ground. 6, 8, 11, 1.
So 6 from 8, 11 and 1 there from Warren. What do you think, Dean?
Yeah, I quite like number 8 here, Nards Schwarz Border, as Warren mentions, trolled up well. Resumes as a gelding. That one run on soft ground at Seymour, it was a very loose track, so I think it was a real tick that he'll probably get through this ground okay, and I'm going to go with him to beat number 11, and that is Real Reward, who I just thought at the end of last campaign started to put it together. The run at Stakes Level behind She's So High, and then a good run at Sandown, and he's a winner here at Ballarat. I respect him first up off a break. 5, Freeze Over. Doesn't want any further than 1,000, but that's what she's got here, and she'll give a good sight for a long way. And Magnesium Rose, who's certainly got a chance fresh. It's an open race, but I thought 8 was a little bit of value. 8, 11, 5 and 6.
8, 11, 5 and 6 from Dean, and Warren goes 6 from 8, 11 and 1. That's a look at race number 6. Guys, over to race 7. This is a 64 over 1,600. Take out 2, 3 and also 9. What's happened since you've opened up the market here, Trent?
Well, this morning, Nadia, Hollywood Vine went up at $3.90 after all the scratchings and coming to as short as $3.10, but just in the last hour or so, just eased to $3.40. Gimme Strength has also been adrifted to $5. Just looking in the last couple of hours, we've got But It's True, who has tightened from as much as $8.50 into $6.50. Robbie Star, another one that's had some support at a price at $7.50. And the other gallopers in single figures, you've got Watch Me Spin, $8.50. And Ricky Bobby at $9.50. So Hollywood Vine, still the favourite at the $3.40 mark, but has been shorter than that during the morning, Nadia. Just noting that But It's True has been a tightener from as much as $8.50 into $6.50.
Okay, so that's a look at a bit of a move there for But It's True. How do they map in this race, Dane?
I would think Gimme Strength might be the leader up to the mile, Nards, but the likes of He's Got Spunk, Break and Enter out wider. Prince of Aaron from Barrier 1 won't be that far away. Robbie Star, But It's True, have got speed. So look, it's a lovely long run to the first turn there to sort themselves out, but I think Gimme Strength probably the likely leader at probably average to even speed.
Okay, drawn quite favourably there too in gate number 3. Who have you got on top?
Yeah, I'm tipping Gimme Strength. I think he's racing well. Probably depends how the track's playing by this stage of the day. He can lead and come off the rail if need be. He got through the soft ground pretty well last start, and now he's got to run 1600, but I think he probably can, and he's a good chance. Hollywood Vine, ridden a bit quieter at his last two runs, and I think there's more upside in him going forward, ridden that way, and getting out to a longer trip will probably be okay today. The one that's over the odds, I think, is Ricky Bobby. Has had the one run in. I thought did more than enough. And second up at 1,600 is suited. I think can run well. And maybe number 4 next best, But It's True. Just a long time between wins for him. But he keeps running reasonable races and drawn to get a pretty cheap run. 6, 10, 8 and 4.
So 6 from 10, 8, 4 from Dean. How do you see this, Warren?
I'll throw another one in the mix in number 1, Robbie Star. Nards just loves this rain-affected ground, right into the heavy range, was out to 1,700 metres, and 14 to 700 metres second up last start at Warrnambool behind Fury in a good form race. I think this is an easier assignment, gets the claim for T.O. Nugent, gets the heavy ground he wants, and back to 1,600 metres as a positive. Not surprised he's trimmed up that little bit into around about the 750. 1, Robbie Star each way for me. Gimme Strength was solid last start. He'll make his own luck and should be able to cope with the ground. I agree with Dean about Ricky Bobby. I thought that first up run was good and comfortable in the rain-affected ground, and Hollywood Vine next best for me, who seems to appreciate just being that little bit off the speed and being able to finish off. I thought 1 was value at a 6, 8, 10.
So we go 1 from 6, 8 and 10. Currently at $7.50 there, Robbie Star, Warren's top tip. And Dean goes 6 from 10, 8 and 4 in race number 7. Dean with Gimme Strength, who's at $5.50. We now have a look at race number 8. This is the final event over 1,400. Take out runners 8, 11, 13 and 15, Trent.
We have a well-supported favourite here, Nadia, in Captain Harry. $4.20 when we went back up this morning. Now a $3.40 elect. Crypto Pierrock, the second favourite at $4.40, has been around about that mark throughout the majority of the morning. Pateo Prince at $6. Couple more in single figures, Maxi Campo and Don't Get Excited at $7.50 and $8 respectively. and then Honolulu Less heads the others at $10. But in the last, Nadia, plenty of confidence in Captain Harry, as much as $4.20 into a $3.40 favourite for the last of eight at Ballarat.
And how's this likely to be run, Dean?
Nads, I think the speed here is probably quite solid, actually. I think the likes of, you've got on-pace runners such as My Cherry from Inside, Pekaya Prince, Blue Knacker, and Don't Get Excited, who's drawn the outside. So they're all horses that like to race right on the speed, and even Captain Harry won't be that far away. So, yeah, ultimately a pretty good tempo.
Okay, so a solid tempo likely to be set. What do you like in the last, Warren?
He's come back very well, Captain Harry, hasn't he, Nards? And he's a winner on heavy ground at his most recent run, over 1,400 metres here at Ballarat. I think he's the one that's going to get the nice run and doesn't need to do anything different to what he's done to his last couple of starts to be the one to beat. Five ahead of one, Pekaya Prince. We'll get a real handle on how he's going today. He gets that really rain-affected ground that he needs, and an informed jockey in Lockie King riding him. He'll be on the speed, blinkers off and winkers on. Honolulu Lass, I thought, just did enough first up. She can improve significantly here. Another one that doesn't mind the sting out of the ground. I'll put Maxi Campo in as next best coming back in distance, but I could certainly mount a case for Crypto Pier Rocks. Even race outside Captain Harry for me, 5-1-7-4.
So we go 5 from 1-7-4 from Warren. What about you, Dean?
Nards, I'm going with Captain Harry also. I think he's in good form. He's always had ability, and he's turned those good runs into wins this preparation. I think he can do it again. Honolulu Lass, fitter for the one run in the extra distance suits. Crypto Pier Rocks, I think 1,400 metres is absolutely his go now, and he'll be competitive again. He just needs another win. And Don't Get Excited, who has drawn wide but will push forward, and he's pretty tough in these sort of conditions. He's got some hope. But I thought Captain Harry hard to beat, 5, 7, 10 and 3.
So we go 5 from 7, 10 and 3 there from Dean, and Warren goes 5 from 1, 7 and 4. OK, Dean, what's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Tough day, Nards, but I'll go with race 3, number 4, Cleopatra's Glory as my best. The value, race 6, number 8, Schwa's Border. Quaddie, first league, 1, 5, 7, 8, 9. Second league, 5, 6, 8, 11, 12. Third league, 4, 6, 8, 10. And the last league, 5, 7 and 10. And the play of the day, it's just a very conservative place multi. So it'll... it's about $4 at the moment, and that's race 2, number 1, Anyana, race 3, number 4, Cleopatra's Glory, and race 6, number 8, Schwa's Border, all for the place.
Okay, thank you, Dean. Good punting.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
And how do you see the program, Warren?
Go with race 2, number 1, Anyana, as my best, Nards, and race 7, number 1, Robbie Star, my value. For the quaddie, first league, 1, 5, 7, 8, 9. Second league, 1, 6, 8, and 11. The third leg, numbers 1, 6, 8 and 10, and home with numbers 1, 4, 5 and 7. And I'm going to play a running double out of my best bet of the day in Anjana as the player of the day. So first leg, race 2, number 1, into race 3, numbers 1, 2 and 4.
Good luck with it. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Nards.
Warren Huntley, Dean Lester with their preview. Before he goes, let's just get the solid market movers from the TABS, Trent Langscale. So what have been the best back runners at this point, Trent?
Well, we'll give a couple, Nadia, noting the fact that in around about 45 minutes' time, we'll be back again and having a look at the cards. So we'll go with race 2, number 1, Anyana, who is the $2.20 favourite at the present time. And then in the last of eight, number 5, Captain Harry, who's now into a $3.40 favourite. So race 2, number 1, Anyana, and race 8, number 5, Captain Harry. In regards to what Dean and Warren just said, for Dino, his best comes up in race 3, and that's number 4, Cleopatra's Glory, is the $3.40 favourite. His valley selection, race 6, number 8, Schwa Border, $6.50 to win at $2.20 the place with tap-fix odds. And for Warren, well, his best is race 2, number 1, Anyana, who's one of the notable movers. And his valley selection, race 7, number 1, which is Robbie Starr, $7.50 to win at $2.50 to place with tap fix odds.
Now, Trent, before you go, you've just posted the markets for the Kingsford Smith and also the Queensland Oaks. Are you able to go through those with us with the Barry draw and final field?
I was making sure I got through that as quickly as possible, Dardy, in between Steve and Warren.
I tell you what, you're multi-skilled, aren't you? You've been able to get those markets out while you're on air.
Just made sure that it was on mute, the speaker, and just have it on loud just so I could hear him. So for the Kingsford Smith Cup, which is race 7 at Zooming on Saturday, La Romaine is the $3.90 favourite, Impending at $4.20, English $4.80, Champagne Cuddles 7, Care to Think at $7.50. And then just in the teens, a couple here, you've got Lolpe, J at 12 and Endless Drama 14. So La Romaine is the $3.90 favourite for the Kingsford Smith Cup. And race 8, which is the Queensland Oaks Young Star, who was an impressive winner of the Roses nearly a fortnight ago, is the $2.80 favourite. Another $1.06, Aloysia at 7, a couple at $10 in She's Dashing and at Savakool, and then Tinker Moser, the best of the other three-year-old fillies, at $12. So Young Star, a $2.80 favourite for the Queensland Oaks, and La Romaine heads the betting at $3.90 for the Kingsford Smith Cup.
Thanks for that, Trent. We'll talk later in the show and go through all the significant market moves that'll take place in the next hour.
No worries. Thanks.